This is the Up North Lowdown, stories about Northern Michigan from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco, and in this episode, we are spending a little time with the police. As homelessness rises across Michigan, some police departments are rethinking their approach by introducing dedicated homelessness outreach positions. These are officers who are assigned usually to build relationships with people living on the streets. We have one in Traverse City, and reporter Maxwell Howard spent a day with her. What he found was a job that is part police work and part lots of other stuff.
Traverse City has recently been dealing with the aftermath of clearing a long-standing homeless encampment called the Pines, where a number of unsheltered people stayed in tents on a long-term basis.
Clear up that break for another.
Today, Traverse City Police Officer Christopher Zinski is increasingly getting calls about tents popping up in different places around town. This morning, a local auto supplier called about someone staying far back on their wooded property. After a five-minute hike with the manager, Frzinski, and another officer, we find a zipped-up tent surrounded by piles of trash.
Traverse City Police, anyone home? You're on private property. Traverse City Police, I'm opening up.
You're not allowed to be here.
As it turns out, no one is home, but Frzinski thinks she knows who might be camping based on names on packages and mail around the site.
I can go talk to these people. I'm gonna take pictures and just say, hey, you know, this is private property. I have no authority here to issue any citations, but I can see what I can do to have them come out here and clean it up.
Okay. That would be great. The officers continue to poke around the campsite when I ask how common this situation is.
That's not, but this is normal. This is what I deal with on a daily basis, is tents with abandoned trash, and who's gonna clean it up? I can give them a ticket, but what's that going to, you know?
But this is a pretty common occurrence for
Yo's. Standard. This is a standard campsite.
So, you know, like I said, if it was city, there's a little bit more things I can do, but I'm going to...
He wants an indefinite trespass.
Yep, so we'll trespass them. So that means if they are seen back on this property, there could be criminal charges.
This is just one part of Officer Frzinski's role as the city's community officer, tasked with specifically checking in on the city's unsheltered.
I'm a garbage person, a counselor, a lot of things I never thought I would be as a cop.
When I join her on her shift, Frzinski starts at Central Methodist, where breakfast is served daily to those in need. She begins by checking in with a man whose bike was stolen to see if he wants to press charges. In the audio, you can hear the man clearing an area filled with trash left by another group. Something Frzinski will give him a $20 gift card for cleaning.
All right, that looks good. Thank you.
You guys satisfied?
Yep, perfect. So, do you know who this person is?
I do not. Never seen him before in my life.
Frzinski is sometimes seen as a softer side of enforcement by the people she serves. Another man says this to me as an aside while we're at Central Methodist.
She's pretty mellow, and she doesn't really harass like the rest of them do.
But the reality is somewhere in between. Even Frzinski will admit that. She creates relationships with the community, helps them file reports for stolen items, checks in on those who may need a little more help, but at the same time, she does make arrests, and most of the time, she knows the people she's arresting. We talk about this as we drive around town.
It's interesting. I have created such good relationships with these people, even if I do have to arrest them. I see them the next day or whatever, and we talk about it, and we're fine. You know, even if I do have to give them a ticket, they understand, and a lot of times they thank me. Like, it's pretty interesting to, be in this position and have that relationship. Like, hey, I talked to you every day, and the next day I have to arrest you. If I have to, I have to. And so far, I haven't had any issues. Everyone's been super cooperative.
For the next couple hours, Frzinski bounces between services which help the homeless, Central Methodist Breakfast, to the emergency shelter Safe Harbor, and then to the day shelter Jubilee House. Throughout the day, I see Officer Frzinski check in with people she knows all over town. A couple sleeping out of the car at the library, a soft-spoken man alone on a bench, and a woman who she's worked with for some time now who's finally found a place to stay.
But tomorrow we go over the stuff.
Awesome. No, I'm so happy for you.
Happy.
You're finding a place?
Yeah.
Is that what I heard?
Yeah. East Bay Flats. About time, right?
And is that because you were on the waiting
list? At the end of the day, Frzinski says something just out of mic that I think is pretty revealing. It's about how people see the work she does. I ask her to repeat it just one more time.
When we were leaving, you had like mentioned, you kind of get both ends of it. You have people who are like coming up to you and they're like, are you like harassing this mm-hmm. person? And then you have people on the other end who are like, I don't want them in my neighborhood at all. Could you tell me a little bit about that? Just like that.
It's really hard for me on both ends because, you know, like I said, like I'm talking to these people all day long. I'll be talking to them and then Pastor Byers will come up and ask the person if I'm harassing them. And they always have my back. You know, they're like, no, she's great. You know, we're talking. So that's frustrating. And then it's frustrating because I'll get people coming up to me wanting me to move people along because they're sick sitting at a picnic table. So I feel like I'm kind of in between a lot and I have to like teeter that and like be defensive of them. But also like I understand when they're acting out, like I get why, you know, why they would cause issues and disturbances, especially if they're drinking alcohol or whatever.
Right.
So yeah. So yeah, it's hard to be in that position.
Maxwell Howard reporting there. It is worth sharing some statistics with you before you go. In June, the Northwest Michigan Coalition to End Homelessness counted 251 people living without shelter in our region. Across the entirety of Michigan, more than 9,700 people experienced unsheltered homelessness in 2024. That's according to data from HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. That's the Up North Lowdown. I'm Ed Ronco. Thanks for listening.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.